好，听众朋友，欢迎你来到我们今天感觉在今天的轻松节拍这个单元。今天我们轻松节拍的主角呢，仍然是我们的老朋友，来自凯恩英语培训中心的校长凯恩。Hi, Ken.
Hi,
good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Yeah, so what's the topic today?
Okay, today we have some more eponyms. We had some weeks ago, some eponyms.
We have talked about it.
Yes,
before, yeah.
Indeed we have. An eponym, we might remind our listeners, is a word, that's named after a person, something. For example, we mentioned before, Alzheimer's disease. It's a disease that affects old people. It's named after a Dr. Alzheimer.
And a Khan English training school.
Oh, yeah, indeed. Yeah, so you could say Khan is named, the school is named after me. So that's an eponym.
An
eponym. It's something that's named after a person. And so I have three or four interesting eponyms that maybe we can look at this evening.
那今天我们要聊到这话题呢，事实上前几个星期我们也在这个节目当中已经跟大家聊到了，就是关于 eponyms。那么关于什么是 eponyms， 我们也跟大家复习一下啊，其实就是用人的名字来命名一种事情。一个事情或者一个项目啊，今天呢我们就是来要谈一谈更多的关于这方面的一些有趣的案例，很有意思的。Yeah, so first one.
Okay, the first one is the Oscars.
Oscars.
As you know, every year in spring, probably in February, I think each year, the Academy of Arts and Sciences, chooses the best movie of the year in Hollywood. And so they choose the best movies, best actors, this kind of thing. And then when they choose the winners, they present each winner with a small statue. It's a 30-centimeter statue. It's made of bronze, but with gold on the outside. And this is called an Academy Award. So they give the Academy Award to the actors and to the directors and so on. So this...practice began in 1927. The first Academy Awards were given out in 1927. And at that time, they didn't have a name for these statues. They just called them the awards, the Academy Awards. However, in 1931, there was a woman who worked for the Academy, and she was talking to the press, to the newspapers and radio and so on. And she mentioned that the statue, it's a statue of a man, she mentioned to the press reporters that this statue looked very much like her Uncle Oscar, an uncle of hers. And his name was Oscar. And for some reason, the press reporters, they liked this story. And they reported it, and then they started to call the statue, they started to call it Oscar. First they called it the Uncle Oscar, and later they just called it the Oscar. And that name just stuck. It just became used for it. And until this day, the Academy Award, that guy, that statue, the gold statue, is known as Oscar. And so these are known as the Oscars, the Oscar Awards.
Yeah, they're interesting story about Oscars.
Yeah,
那今天我们讲到第一个关于 eponyms 的例子呢，就是 Oscars。大家知道呢，这个每年的这个春天啊，美国这个艺术与科学委员会呢，他们都会这个把好莱坞一年当中最好的电影呢做一个评选啊，然后呢，艺术委员会呢就会发给这个获奖者呢一个30厘米高的一个塑像啊 statue， 这个塑像呢是镀金的，里面呢是用铜做的，这个塑像呢，这个赠送的仪式啊是开始于1927年。但是当时呢，这个塑像并没有名字，但是在1931年的时候，有一个妇女啊，她是在这个艺术委员会工作的，那么她就告诉一个新闻记者说这个塑像啊，看上去呢很像她的叔叔奥斯卡，哎，这个记者觉得这个说法很有趣啊，然后就写了一篇报道，所以。从这之后呢，人们就把这个奖呢就叫做奥斯卡奖了，所以这个奥斯卡奖就是这么来的，也是一个 eponyms 啊，所以非常有趣。Yeah.
Yeah.
Any more?
Yes, I have lots of more. There's another word. Hooligan.
Hooligan.
The word hooligan. Okay. Now, hooligan. This means that somebody who's very rough or uneducated, who might be violent or might do criminal things. For example, football hooligans. They're guys, at football games who get very excited. Maybe they fight and cause damage and stuff like that. Well, the name Hooligan comes from a guy called Patrick Hooligan. And he was an Irish peasant from the countryside who, for some reason, went to London in the 19th century to work there. He was a big, strong guy, and he brought his family, and apparently his family were all big, big, strong guys. They were kind of wild and uneducated. They were peasants. And Patrick got a job. He would work in the pubs and the bars. And his job was, for people who were causing trouble or people who wouldn't pay their bills, he would kick them out of the pubs, kick them out of the bars, or force them to pay. So he was quite tough, and sometimes he might have to hit them or kick them or whatever. And so he was a tough guy, a bit wild, and they started to use his name Hooligan as somebody who was very rough, very uneducated. And so to this day, we still talk about hooligans and football hooligans. That's his name. That's his job.
And he becomes very famous.
He's famous now.
那另外有一个词呢，就是 hooligan. Hooligan 呢，常常我们用来就是描写那些很流里流气的、很无赖的那种人。那么这个 hooligan 这个词呢，也其实也是一种 eponyms。怎么讲呢？因为这个 hooligan 这个词，我们知道，它是形容一个人非常粗鲁啊，很没有教养啊，而且他的行为呢，看上去啊，非常的野蛮。啊，很具有那种犯罪倾向。那么这个词呢，其实也是来源于一个人，因为这个人呢，他名字叫 Patrick Hooligan。那这个人呢，是19世纪爱尔兰的一个农民。那么当时呢，他这个从农村的到了伦敦去工作。据说呢，他跟他的家人啊，看上去都非常的强壮，而且看上去蛮野蛮的。那么这 Hooligan 的工作是什么呢？他是在一个酒吧里和在那种俱乐部里工作啊。他的工作呢，就是一旦在他的俱乐部或者酒吧里面啊，遇到有一些这个无理取闹的人呢，或者说这个啊不肯交钱呢、赖账的这些人呢，那他的工作就是把他们踢出去，把他们赶出去，然后逼着他们把钱交出来。这就是他的工作。后来他变得很有名啊，大家后来呢就用这个 hooligan 这个词呢来形容这种流里流气、很粗野的人。这就是这个词的来历了。Okay, that's all for today's topic. Thank you.
Okay,
bye. See you.
Bye.